Yeah.
Even being careless is care, isn't it?
Yeah. Careless.
Yeah.
Carefree.
Can you ever really be carefree?
Can you
care about nothing?
I associate carefree with being someone who's, you know, light of heart.
Yeah.
Springing.
That'd be someone who's careful. They're full of care. Care for their environment and the people around them.
I have to say I'm a bit perplexed by this one. Carefree,
yeah,
and careless,
yeah,
are opposite and the same.
Yeah. Yeah, this is where language falls apart.
Again.
This is where it's that antonym and definition being the same thing. The definition of careless is someone being carefree. Which is the same and its opposite.
Yeah. A situational person free of any care. This is a...
Imagine that
a very
being.
Careless...
Careless situation. Driver.
Carefree driver.
Carefree driver.
I'm not a dangerous driver, I'm a carefree driver. It was very simple.
Yeah, sunny day.
Sunny day, birds.
Sap rising. I had some great music on. It was
one of those tunes that you want to...
Just captures you. Just captures the moment.
Again and again.
It seemed to... I don't know. Its essence made my spirit soar.
Sour? Right.
made my spirit sour.
Because we still haven't worked out why sore,
yeah,
means big.
Yeah. Yeah.
As in thesaurus.
Thesaurus, yeah.
Dinosaur.
Dinosaur.
Big so, big book.
Big book. Big book, big lizard.
Like, it was almost like the same day that those two things were defined.
Yeah.
Like, hey, this is a bit like that lizard.
But
not a lizard.
More
but,
wordy.
But it's bigger. It's as big.
This is a wordy version of that lizard.
More wordy. This is much more wordy.
Yeah.
But it's still big, though, isn't it? It's like huge.
Isn't
it's
a
fucking
big
huge.
Book. Look at that.
Like, it just goes on and on.
There's loads in it.
It's like there was loads of that T-Rex,
yeah,
as well.
The only way we ever realise it's going to end is looking at the first letter of each word. Because it's alphabetical, but it's massive.
Because it seems like the bit,
yeah,
is like useless. That's like the definite article. What's that doing on the front of thesaurus?
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, you'd think it would be like bibliosaurus.
Yeah.
What's wrong with bibliosaurus? Or lexiconomonosaurus?
Lexiconomono.
I'm still working on
Necronosaurus. A really big Book of the Dead.
Or a book about big dead people.
Yeah. Like a book about other words you could use to describe dead people. Corpsosaurus.
Oh, yeah. Other words for dead.
Other words, yeah. I mean, I'd imagine the police would need that.
Yeah. They're not allowed to repeat the word themselves, are they?
They're
known for their improvisation.
Improvisation is based around law. Yeah.
No hesitation, repetition.
Yeah.
Or the other one.
Yeah, you can't say what the other guy said.
What?
You can't
just repeat what you heard.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah,
not
no,
anymore.
No repetition between officers.
Yeah, that was like the golden days.
Yeah. had sidelining game shows. Yeah, that's like Double Jeopardy, isn't it? You can't say the same sentence twice. You can't repeat a sentence. You can't commit the same crime twice.
So did you decide if something repeats once, how many times does it happen?
So,
like, because you can come from a music angle, which I
see. Okay, so if it repeats once, so it's already happened. So in order for it to repeat,
well, but is there a sense of tense in that phrase? I don't really know.
No, I like that. That it's a good verbal game,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So if something happened and it repeats, then it needs to repeat once.
Because the inverse would be to say, okay, let's say the same pattern of things or sounds happens twice.
Yeah.
Would you say that repeats twice? Or would you
no,
say
I'd say
that
repeats once.
Explain then.
See, if something happens twice, it's once and it's repeat. So it's repeated once.
Right.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Because can't you...
See, I'm saying now and I'm dating myself.
Well, yeah, because the act of... It's not a... What you're saying is one cycle is not a repetition.
Yeah.
But then if I said repeat once,
repeat
you would do
once.
It again.
I'd repeat...
Twice in total.
I'd repeat, but then I'd repeat once. Oh, I think we've stumbled across something bigger than us.
It's bigger than 10 minutes.
Yeah.
In the car, isn't it?
I think it's bigger than that. I think this will take... We need lexicographers here.
We need all these cars...
Yeah,
we need to get all.
No, I like that. So it's not just like someone specialist. I think that if you get enough people involved,
only commuters.
Yeah, only get enough commuters involved. Well, any problem
commuter
can be solved.
Data, yeah, and all carefree commuters.
Carefree, careless. Careful.
Careful.
Full of care.
Full of care.
Yeah. Carefree, you don't care, but don't care in a joyous manner.
Yeah, like maybe these words, the original meanings have just shifted. So carefree maybe was a crime.
Yeah.
You are sentenced to 30 days pretty hard labour.
Pretty hard labour.
Being carefree on the high street.
Yeah.
Last Tuesday.
I like the idea of pretty hard labour.
It's pretty hard.
Pretty hard labour.
According to
you won't like it.
According to some of the feedback we're getting, it's pretty tough. Yeah. You'll be kept busy.
Feedback. We had a meeting and people were finding it pretty hard.
We started off, it was just labour.
Oh, that could sort of be extended to doing a Rubik's Cube. 30 days, solving a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah.
Known for being pretty hard. Apparently, if you talk about the centrepieces in each face,
exactly.
And then it's, you know.
Centres, then you go for the cross.
Yeah.
Right? So, if by the third day, you're not on the cross, you've got some serious problems. You maybe want to get some help from the warden. But he's a nice guy. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
And he's a real puzzler.
He's got like this quite tough exterior, but. You know, you let him know that you've got a few crosses in there.
Yeah, just
you'll be fine.
As long as you're not like doing crack when you go and see him, you'll probably be fine.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a proper prison.
Puzzle prison.
Yeah. Like we will sort your minds out. Yeah. Bitches. What do they call them? We will stretch your intellect, you
scum
slags. You will be challenged daily. There will be a brain bender in
this
the morning.
It is relentless. You will be seeing the faces of the Rubik's Cubes in your sleep.
In your sleep. You will be doing little puzzles and jumbles.
If you have not solved at least three faces of your Rubik's Cube by the end of week one, you will be doing the Rubik's Snake in isolation.
Excellent, yes. I was trying to think of, what happens for non-conformists isn't going to toe the line. You've got to, there could be some some sanction. But it's got to be more along the same puzzle lines.
Yeah. Yeah. You think you want physical exertion? You're going to be puzzling for the next 15 years, you slags!
Forget about the outside world. We've got everything we need in here. We got brain games.
Brain games.
We got word games.
Sudoku.
We got 3D Tetris. We even, for some of you hard cases, we got chess.
My prison lingo is awful. I don't know enough prison lingo. What do you call someone? Well, yeah, what they can't call them embezzlers. People who embezzle.
I would probably be a white collar. Must have a white collar crime section.
Yeah. You like the car? There's no one in that car.
Do you know what? It's a pretty nice car.
Yeah.
You wonder about some people's sense.
Yeah.
I mean, they probably like lost. I don't know. Forgotten how to start it up or something. It's probably some. Just, but if they're not there, we can't help.
There. I've forgotten how to drive. I just realised I've forgotten how to drive.
Oh.
I better pull over and call.
Oh God.
Call my husband, my wife. I just lost it all.
Yeah. I just. What goes where?
What goes where? What do what? I? If I want this to go forward.
These bits. Four. There's a big wheelie bit.
There's a big wheelie bit.
Should that be on the outside?
What other wheels out there? Should I be on the outside?
Yeah.
Do I control it from within or from without?
Sticks coming at me from every direction.
Which do I put on my temple? Which of these electrodes do I put on my temple and control with my brain?
Oh, God.
Imagine that. Imagine just losing it like that.
I can totally. When I've had not a lot of sleep.
Yeah.
And then there's a bit of pressure on. I suddenly start to think, I'm gonna, you know where there's a fracturing. I'm gonna have almost like a stroke, a petty mal, and yeah. Suddenly I'm not grammatically gonna understand anyone or make any sense.
Yeah. No, I've had that before. Where I'm like,
I really worry about that.
Actually. Yeah. It feels like, you know, it's such a slippery slope that I think that you know when you. You can feel. I don't know what I'm talking, but I don't know what's going to come out next.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to be in control of this. And I used to get that almost daily.
At the end of the day, if I don't get a stroke, that's a good day.
Yeah, yeah. If I can go to bed feeling both sides of my body, it's a winner.
Yeah, it's like that. It's like suddenly one little cog goes missing, and then suddenly this. Now doesn't move this.
Yeah.
Or it's like, it just seems like, wow, is it, are we that close?
That's it. I think it's good to see that someone else
that
is aware that, you know, sanity, no, not necessarily sanity, but just, maybe it is. I don't know.
But yeah, a fracturing of reality at least. And I, you know, I think. Would you just? Could you get used to another reality? If like, say, up was down was up, for example, just inversion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could you get used to that? Or would that be just?
I don't know. That's
too
like,
much. Because that's what it's like for a baby.
Yeah.
But obviously, they are a sort of a tool for, I guess, assimilating.
Yeah.
Data.
Yeah, simulating data, but just very effectively.
I'm going to do it.
Look at that. That was good. That was seamless.
Kind of stupid. a bit stupid now. No, he's gone.
Didn't follow you down.
No.
Imagine that, trying to follow you down. What are you doing?
I can either pretend that it's bullshit... And I'm right, you're wrong. Or I can just,
just fire it back at him.
I was just...
What are you doing, questioning what I'm doing?
I'm a bit of a dick. I just thought, yeah, it's really close and really dangerous, but I'll do it anyway.
Yeah.
Because we'll both die.
Both
and you've probably got a family.
Big ball of flames. Yeah. I didn't think you minded because you didn't seem to be slowing down.
Yeah, I don't think you minded because I don't know you.
Yeah.
I've never met you before. You're just like a face with a tie in the window.